who you are begins now, starting right now. I want to talk about the difference between becoming the victim of a belief or a thought or a judgment and rewarding your awareness. It seems obvious that we cannot grow in consciousness unless we become mindful, unless we develop a witness, something, some part of our ego that is aware and can see our behavior, not just the unconscious part of our ego, which is always reactive. It wants things. It's going toward what it wants. It's running away from what it doesn't want. It's identified with things that give it a sense of meaning, and it's negatively identified with things that threaten its sense of meaning. At that level, we're not conscious. We're really just reactive and robotic. So we want to develop a witness. We want to become deeply self-reflective. But what happens when we do? What happens when we do is that we see our own behavior more clearly, or we observe our own thinking more clearly. It's easy to say to yourself, oh, I've been working on meditation, I've been working on mindfulness, and I'm still so angry at so-and-so. Or I'm still so worried about, you know, whether there'll be enough money. The notion of rewarding awareness is simply that instead of punishing yourself because you're not growing the way you think you should be growing, or you feel like you've had a setback in your consciousness development or your spiritual development, when you understand that who you are begins now, then what you can do is simply go, oh, I just observed a judgment about my own state of development, my own state of my own quality of maybe selfishness, or my own quality of self-protectiveness. And instead of going, oh, I need to work on that, I'm still so self-protective, or I'm still so reactive when I'm around my mother, or I'm still so self-protective when I'm with groups of people who seem to be, you know, more enthusiastic or more on the ball or, you know, happier. You just go, wait a minute. Oh, how wonderful that I can be aware of that way of evaluating myself. How wonderful that I can be aware that I'm telling myself a story that I don't fit in, or I'm telling myself a story that I haven't worked on my anger deeply enough, or I'm still caught in self-protection. You reward awareness. You go, thank you. Thank you, consciousness, because I can see the plans I have about who I should be. That's right. We have these ideas all the time. This is how I develop. This is what takes me toward liberation. This is what's going to give me a sense of well-being. This is how I become happy. This is how I become free. But we are already free. And if you become the judge, or allow your own criticalness of your own progress, then you have once again become the victim of those thoughts. So when you reward awareness, you realize you're asking more and more and more of yourself. You're asking yourself to keep growing, keep developing, and yet you have to let go of the idea that you know. That you know where you should go, that you know how you should be, that you know how you should feel, and you don't give energy to this constant self-evaluating, self-critical, often quite judgmental part. Instead, you go, thank you. Not thank you to the critical part, not thank you to the judgmental part. Thank you. I reward awareness. I reward myself for seeing myself, even if what I see, I evaluate as negative. I reward myself for acknowledging I'm not feeling well, instead of saying, oh God, I'm not feeling well, I need to feel better. I reward awareness. You can do almost anything in your life, feeling good, not feeling good, but it makes it much worse if you judge yourself as needing to be in a different state than you're in. Reward the awareness that says, oh, I'm not in the state I want to be in. Reward the awareness that shows you that you're trying, that shows you that you have an unconscious plan for where you want life to go, your life to go. Reward awareness. Start all over right now. Who I am begins now. Who you are begins now. Is there any thought that should allow you to attack yourself? No. reward the awareness that allows you to be conscious of a self-attacking thought. Can you see what happens? Over here is this self-attacking thought. But it's not possible without this witness, without this aware ego. So which is the more important thing? The self-praising thought, the self-attacking thought, or this aware ego, this conscious part of the limitless mind that's making it possible for you to see? Again and again and again, who you are begins now. Reward awareness. Don't be the victim of a perception. Don't be the victim of a judgment of yourself. Don't be the victim of a reaction. Reward awareness. Without awareness, everything's gone. There's just darkness, emptiness, deep sleep. With awareness, everything's there. But what if what's there is scary? What if what's there is not what you want? What if what's there is something you're judging about yourself, about others? Reward awareness. Wow, look at that. I'm making a judgment of someone else. Wow, look at that. I'm telling myself a story that I'm not doing with my life what I should be doing or could be doing. Reward awareness. Start over now. You can't plan who you really are. It's already here. And it is that awareness. Keep practicing. Start over. Who you are begins now. Reward awareness. Give the reward to where it belongs, your consciousness, not the judgments.